If you ever try to do something on your Windows computer and a little warning box always pops up saying, "Do you want to allow this program to make changes to your computer?" That's user account control. Today, I'm going to show you how to turn that thing off. And I'll tell you about a brand new service I'm now offering.
Welcome to another episode of The Computer Tutor, tips, tricks, and advice from a computer pro, without all the tech talk. And now, here is your computer tutor, Scott Johnson.
Happy Monday morning. I'm Scott Johnson. This is the Computer Tutor Podcast. If you're new to the show, this is where we talk about all things related to you using your computer. And we avoid talking about all the big techy, geeky words that most people don't understand and they don't care about. Really, you know, the majority of users don't care about learning something like editing the registry. What they really care about is being able to format a Word document so it looks right. You know, and the nice thing is, most of this stuff is easier than you might think. Today we're talking about turning off the user account control warnings. And I can hear you asking, but Scott, what is user account control? Well, thank you. I'm glad you asked. User account control was introduced back when Windows Vista came out. It was designed to be sort of an extra layer of security that Microsoft added in. So what happens is when you start to install a program or you start to do something that would change your Windows configuration somehow, that little user account control pops up and asks, hey, do you really want to allow that? And if you do want to allow it, you click yes, then the installation or whatever was going to happen goes ahead and does what it was going to do. To me, this is one of those things that sounds great in theory, but in practice really doesn't have any effect for most people. We all get so used to seeing those windows pop up that we have to agree to that most computer users just click yes just to get rid of that window and get on with what they wanted to do. They don't really know what they clicked yes on. All they know is that they're closer to being done because that warning window is now out of the way. So if that's how it happens with the majority of users, there's really no point in having user account control turned on. And just thinking practically, if your computer is properly protected with security software and you don't go clicking on every link that presents itself so enticingly on your screen, user account control won't find it necessary to stop a bunch of bad things anyway. Now, having said all that, I will also put out this disclaimer. If you turn off user account control, you do so at your own risk. If you feel like it protects your computer, then hey, leave it turned on. Even if you do turn it off, you can very easily just turn it back on. But for me, it got turned off years ago. And any of the laptops or computers that I sell or set up, I also have it turned off. Okay, so let's get this thing turned off. Here's how you do it. Oh, and you can read these instructions in more of a step-by-step format over at my website, computertutorflorida.com/037. If you have Windows XP, hey, you don't even have user account control installed, so there's nothing to turn off. Of course, you also have an outdated operating system, and you probably should be considering replacing your computer sometime pretty soon. For Windows 7, click the Start button in the lower left and type the letters UAC and hit Enter on the keyboard. On the next screen, slide the slide bar all the way to the bottom and click OK. You'll get a pop-up window asking permission to continue, which is actually user account control giving you its last warning ever. So click yes, and then you'll need to restart the computer for that to go into effect. If you have Vista, click the Start button, go to Control Panel, and then click on User Accounts. There's a link there that says Turn User Account Control On or Off, so just click that link, then uncheck the box that enables UAC. Click OK and restart the computer. And finally, if you are unfortunate enough to have Windows 8, you need to move your cursor up to the top right corner of the screen to make that charms bar show up on the right edge. Click on the search icon, which I think is the one at the top. It looks like a magnifying glass. And in the search field, type msconfig, msconfig, and hit enter on the keyboard. Under the Tools tab, click once to highlight Change UAC Settings, and click the Launch button. Slide the bar all the way to the bottom and click OK. So there you go. No more user account control annoyance. I think you're going to be happy that it's gone. Well, my big announcement this week is that I'm offering a new service. I now provide a 30-point computer tune-up. This is actually something that several of my clients have been asking about for a while, and I'm pretty excited to have it finally in place. And I'll tell you, this tune-up is comprehensive. I recommend getting your computer tuned up twice a year. So when you have one done now, I put it in my records, and then I'll send you a little reminder in 6 months that it's time to get things tuned up again. Of course, there's no obligation, no contract. You can have it done whenever you want. And I actually do go through 30 individual points on your computer to make sure everything is functioning properly. The nice thing is I do this all through remote access, so you don't need to come to me and I don't need to come to your location in order to get this done. You and I are talking on the phone, and you can watch me work my magic right there on your screen. You can get all the details about the 30-point computer tune-up, including the three options for pricing, over at my website. Just go to computertutorflorida.com/tune, or from anywhere on the website, just look up at the nav bar and click on the link where it says 30-point computer tune-up. And finally, I got a couple of emails this past week from listeners that I wanted to read. First one is from Steven, and Steven makes a reference to a show from a few weeks ago, maybe you'll remember, where I was talking about using the private browsing function to shop for airfares, because there's some suspicion that the airlines give different prices to different people based on cookies that they put on your computer. Here's what Steven writes. Hey Scott, I'm enrolled in school for IT and it's a lot of fun. I just wanted to comment on what you said about private sessions on your web browser a few weeks ago. Funny thing happened, my fiance was on her laptop and she deleted her cookies and history, then started a private session on Firefox. She was in search for a combination of an airfare and hotel trip for an hotel for a trip to New Orleans. I'm unsure what site she was going on, but my fiancé and her friend were on two different computers looking at the same exact site and discussing what they like and dislike over the phone, and they had different prices. My fiancé had a price of $132, and her friend had a price of $152. Such a small difference, but it was kind of crazy how that happened. I heard in one of my classes a few days later that Apple users get a higher price on fares than Microsoft users because Apple products are more high-end. I don't know how much merit that holds, but it's interesting to hear. Anyways, thanks for the fun tips. I always learn something new from Steven. Well, Steven, I have not heard that thing about the Apple users being charged more than Microsoft users. I kind of doubt that that's the case, but who knows? Then I got this other email from my friend Earl in Ottawa, Illinois. Dear Mr. Scott Johnson, thank you for the services, weekly newsletters, iTunes, podcast updates, etc. I've always wanted to learn about computers. As you've already addressed, there is so much information out there for attempting to learn about computers that it's easy for someone to get lost, confused, and swamped with viruses, malware, etc. You get the picture. I'm going to try to learn as much as I can from you. These young kids know computers, mobile devices, smartphones, etc., like riding a bike. I just want to get by and maybe teach my young kids some stuff or get them on the right track to excel in school and hopefully in their working career. Take care, and I feel like I see the light in terms of gaining wisdom on computer usage instead of being lost or left behind in our tech society. Sincerely, Earl in Ottawa, Illinois. So thanks very much, Stephen and Earl. I always love hearing from listeners. And if you want to email me, you can send email to pctutor@gmail.com. Or you can leave a message on my podcast voicemail line, 727-386-9468. I would love to hear from you. That's right, you there. I'm talking to you. So that's it for this week's show. I will see you back here next Monday morning with another computer tip. Well, that wraps up this episode of the Computer Tutor Podcast. I hope you enjoyed it. If you'd like to contact me with a question, a comment, or a suggestion for a future topic, you're welcome to do so at my website, computertutorflorida.com. And while you're there, sign up for my free Monday morning email newsletter. If you have a computer problem, give me a call at 727-254-9078. In many cases, I can take care of a problem remotely, so it doesn't matter if you're here in Florida, up in Maine, or way out in California. I'd love to help. Thanks again for listening, and have a great week. God bless.